If you are blind or partially sighted and live in Scotland, perhaps you may be thinking about taking up a new sport. Well, Scottish Disability Golf and Curling offer two sports throughout the year. Yes, golf and curling. And today we are heading to the ice. Jim Gales is from SDGC.
We're at Greenacres Curling Rink. It's the first time we've ever been here, so it's a new experience for everybody. We've got a mixture of old curlers and a lot of new guys coming along as well, just to try things out. So we're going to get them out on the ice, get them the safety gear and stand them on the hack. At the other end of the ice, 140 odd feet away, is another hack. And in between is the house and a hog line. And it's nothing to do with strength or the power you put behind the shot. It's all down to touch. And the ice is pebbled to give it a nice turn. And the house is 12 foot, and that's your target. It's usually coloured for those that can see it, so the outer ring is usually blue, then there's a white, and then another colour, and a white, and then the pot lid, as they call it, which is a bright red button in the middle. And to deliver the stone, the easiest way is to hunker down, put the stone on the centre line. Obviously your guide lines that up for you. If you have a little bit of sight, we can use a torch to get you the general line down the ice. If you have no sight, then it's obviously down to description. There's another option, you can actually get a delivery cue where you remain standing, put that onto the handle of the stone, and you can push that away with a little bit of a turn with hopefully the same result as it travels down the ice to the house.
Martin Lowe is a curling guide, and he told us how he assists blind and partially sighted players on the ice.
You have what's known as a skip at the other end of the ice, at the target end, and they will feed information to me how they want the stone to be delivered around stones that are already down there. So then I relay that message to Jim verbally, but also I have a torch. He can recognise a spotlight. I give him the centre line, and then we normally use a number format just to say 1, 2 or 3 of how wide I want it to, and then obviously which turn I want him to put on it, whether it's a right hand or a left hand turn. And then I give him a little bit of feedback as it goes down the ice, because you're not always going for the centre of the target, because there might be something at the edge of the target. You need to nudge one of their stones out to get your stone in. So he only needs to know where he's going and the power that he needs to put with it, so he understands that that's a bit short, you didn't give it enough. There's lots of other terms we use to make it short of ice and things like that, but you would just give him information so that his next stone that he throws, we're going to get closer to the target that we're trying to achieve.
Malcolm Winning is a curling coach, and he explained the work he does with beginners and those more established curlers.
It's generally given the guys the basic understanding of what they're supposed to do at the hack. The ones that walk out, you give them a set number of steps to do, so they're doing a consistent walkout every time, and they're always releasing the stone at the same time, which allows them to control the power better. And then for the blind curlers, it's just finding out how best they want to do it, because some people will be able to crouch down and throw the stone straight from the hack. Others may have to do it from a more standing position, which we can do with sticks. And it all depends on the person, really. Obviously, disability is coming into it, so it's all about finding what's comfortable for the person. It doesn't matter if you're able-bodied, disabled, everyone plays at the same level. The more practice you put in, the better you get. And it's one of the few sports where the wheelchair team will easily beat able-bodied teams, etc., or mixed disability teams that we do. It's relatively new, and it's SDGC that's really brought it into the frame. I went into a wheelchair 15, 16 years ago now, and I'd always been very competitive when I was able-bodied and desperately wanted a sport, and there happened to be a good run at the Olympics, so I thought, I'm going to give curling a try. And as soon as I tried it, just fell in love with the game. It's great with these guys. They do so much for all the different communities around Scotland. We go everywhere and we try and get as many people as possible involved in this, and it's a great sport to do.
Chris Adams has tried many different sports since losing his sight, but what attracted him to curling and what does he get from participation?
Before I lost my sight, I did everything, absolutely everything, snowboarding, all that sort of stuff, all the way through to mountain biking, football, volleyball, badminton, tennis. Since I lost my sight, it's mostly only been golf that I've played. This is something that I thought I would never be able to do, mainly because obviously it's very visual, you know, you're having to aim, you're having to do all these things, which obviously I would hopefully get help with. But I just thought that it'd be really interesting to try something. Again, I say I'm always up for trying new things. So for me, it's mostly about it's another sport. It's a little bit of competitive action almost. So just things that I'm kind of interested in, just competing a little bit, even if it's just for myself.
Feel inspired? Well, I had to take to the ice and have a go myself.
The hack is where everyone starts a shot from. So whether you're sliding out, whether you're walking out, it's the position start point. So for right-handed players, so if you slide your right foot back up the ramp, that's it. There.
Okay.
And then can you crouch straight down? Excellent. Right in front of you is a stone, just feel down.
Yep.
So get a feel of it, just spin it around, see what it's like.
But even though it's on the ice, you can tell it's pretty heavy.
It is, very heavy stones, but they glide easily, so don't worry. So there's two shots, really. You can go clockwise, you go anti-clockwise. If you're going clockwise, it means the stone's going out to your left and curling back right. If you spin that clockwise, when you release it, right, so when you slide it forward and spin it, that's it, that's the direction it would go. And if you're asked to play a shot to the right-hand side, you're going anti-clockwise.
You start off from here at 1 o'clock, and then when you release, you would just spin it to 12 release at 12, and then that will start the curl.
Okay.
It will take a few shots to get the power right. So first things first, slide the stone back as far as you can, and then just push it forward. Yep, and then release it. Good. Nice.
Yeah, that's actually gone.
Right, that's you getting just over halfway with that.
You kind of think because it's on ice, it's going to go a lot further.
Yes.
But I suppose the weight.
But with the weight of the stone, it's we'll build up to the power.
Yeah, so yeah, Alan.
The release you did there to impart the spin was ideal.
Right.
So just do exactly the same again, but this time, slide it forward and more power.
That's it. Yeah, that's good.
The whole stone's just on the right-hand side of the centre line.
Uh-huh.
And with the spin you put on it, it's now gliding over left. Yeah, it's straight in the house. Beautiful stone.
Well, I don't think I'll be appearing at the Winter Paralympics anytime soon, but if you fancy having a go, if you're blind or partially sighted and live in Scotland, then get in touch with scottishdgc.org.uk.